John left the crew a few days before the rest of us did, in late August. And it was only then that we found out that John's father was the CEO of Alice Dawn from Edmonton to Vancouver. And we're like, why would he be working on a crew? Like, we were just a construction crew. We made decent money. We're like, he didn't have to be. He could have been doing anything. And then we learned, after he left, we learned that he went to work every summer with the crews. And I found his address because I had to write him a note. Back in the old days for you young people, when people got a piece of paper and they would write on it and they'd send it on an envelope and mail it, I wrote him a letter. I said, John, it was good to know you, simple. I just wanted to say that I was raised in a Christian home. And you've really helped me reconnect with that faith. He wrote back. And he said, I've been given so much. I don't take any of it for granted. Working on the cruise is my way of trying to give something back. And underneath that, he wrote Romans 12, verse 1. I didn't know what that was, and I had to find a Bible to look it up. And I did. In view of God's mercy, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. If you have never had an experience of God's magnificence ever in your life, just say a prayer and ask that God reveal himself and his magnificence to you. Say that prayer and persist in it. And God will show you his magnificence. How do I know that? Because I know that Jesus said over and over, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened. Not it might be. Jesus said that definitively. Now, if you wanted to take a risk, some of you are more risk takers than others, you could do the last thing first. You could do the therefore even before you find a doxology to sing. You could go out into the world and love people and share what you have with people around you even before you have experienced the magnificence of God. Wouldn't that be amazing for someone to do? I know it's backwards. Loving others and giving yourself away and dying for others even before you fully understand what God has done for you. I suppose you could call that a leap of faith. But I want to say this. This is so important. There are people here who have done that and they will testify that that's how they found the magnificence of God. Even before they were sure, even before they had any words of their own doxology, they decided to put it into practice. They decided to love someone, to share what they were with someone else. And then they found that in the doing of that, they found God. Because Jesus said, whatever you do for the least of me, I will be there. Any act of loving, the Christ will be there. And where there is the Christ, there is always magnificence. There's nothing more important than that. So if you're a risk taker, you go ahead. Amen. Let's sing a song.